Another great performance from Nicky Hopkins, the Rolling Stones, and She's a Rainbow. Nicky Hopkins, born on this day back in 1944. He died September of 1994 at the age of 50 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. David Ditch joins us, research associate specializing in budget and transportation policy at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, for more, including his piece, Eight Things You Must Know About the Deeply Flawed COVID-19 Package. David, thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
You can put a fine point on this. I mentioned this earlier in the program. There is this argument on the left and in the White House administration, you know, pass the bill, schools will open. Pass the bill, schools will open. There's money for schools. But a large portion of the education spending inside this COVID relief bill is not meant to be spent anytime in the near future.
I don't know that we would say it's meant to not be spent. It's more that it's completely unnecessary and actually can't physically be spent fast enough by the schools. And the reason for that is because the schools just got $60 to $70 billion in aid in December, and they haven't spent hardly a fraction of that money yet.
There's billions left over from the first round, and now another round is being pushed in this COVID-19 relief package. So there's that, and you know, it probably says something that we're talking about school funding when this is supposed to be a COVID-19 package. How much of this COVID-19 bill, this COVID-19 package, actually is specifically for COVID-19 relief?
About 9%.
That's a low number. Now, I'm an outsider. I'm not in Washington, but that seems like a low number when it's meant to be a COVID-19 package.
Yeah, you would think that. And the scale of waste in this bill is really hard to fathom. One thing that I point out is that there's some handouts that I think are only explained by politics. So money to state and local governments, bailouts for the transportation industry, and bailouts for union pensions. If you take the cost of just that portion of the bill, it would take every penny that everybody in Michigan produces all year just to pay for that part of the bill.
Unbelievable. David Ditch with us from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. The piece, Eight Things You Must Know About the Deeply Flawed COVID-19 Package. A lot of discussion, too. And again, non-COVID related. A minimum wage increase. The ask is for $15 an hour. You have some like Senator Joe Manchin who was saying, well, maybe we can cut it down and have it at $11 an hour. What do we know about what a minimum wage increase would do for jobs and small business around the country?
We know that a large number of small businesses don't have a lot of wiggle room, especially right now, especially over the next couple of years as the economy is going to be recovering from the massive mini-recession that we had last spring. And a lot of them, frankly, wouldn't be able to stay in business if you had that kind of an increase in the minimum wage. And it's important to understand that that would set the minimum wage an all-time high if you adjust for inflation. The other thing that would happen is that because small and large businesses would necessarily cut down on jobs, you lose between 1 and 3 million jobs. And those job losses aren't going to be evenly distributed. They're going to be concentrated in rural areas and in low cost of living states where, frankly, you don't need $15 an hour to get by the way you might in places like New York City or San Francisco.
Right. Talking with David Ditch here at Steve Gruber Show's heritage.org for more information. You had alluded earlier to the amount of money and how it compares to what is produced here in Michigan on a yearly basis. We all know this is borrowed money we're talking about. We don't actually have it. So when it comes to adding to the national debt, what would this COVID package mean for all of us?
It would mean adding about $14,000 in debt per household, on top of the fact there's already over $215,000 in national debt for every household in the country.
That is a number that I can't even fathom trying to pay off. And this is a little off topic, but we've dealt with a rising national debt for some time now, and we're into the, you know, the 20s of trillions of dollars in debt. It's been manageable because interest rates have been low. If we start to see inflation creep in and we start to see interest rates increase on the debt, what kind of an impact would that have for us as a country?
It would be an absolute anchor dragging on the economy. And the sad thing is that while the short-term interest rates haven't gone up because, frankly, we're safe for the next couple of years at least, you know, there's not a worry about paying for it, long-term interest rates have seen a huge spike just over the last few months. And each percent of extra interest that you have to pay on a debt that's very soon going to be $30 trillion, that's hundreds of billions of dollars every year that the federal government has to spend. And for one thing, you're essentially lighting that money on fire. We're not getting benefit from that huge amount of money.
We've got about 30 seconds left, but you know, the stimulus checks are some of the, you know, the big highlight, quote-unquote, of the bill. This would be the third round. Do we have any data information about how those first two rounds affected us and the economy?
The thing is, even when things were at their worst in terms of last year's recession, there was a huge spike in people paying off debts and saving money when those checks came through. That was responsible for those different households to do on their level, but it was irresponsible for legislators to add to the debt to make that possible.
David Itch, Research Associate, specializing in budget and transportation policy at the Heritage Foundation. Find 8 things you must know about deeply flawed COVID-19 package at heritage.org or the Daily Signal. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.